the rest of the story. Our Marines, our United States Marines, stationed in Saudi Arabia, call it Ripper Town. There are no buildings, just a collection of dusty tents nailed to the shifting Arabian sands. But to the Marines, it is Ripper Town, their home half a world away from home. And through the agonizingly long recent days approaching the battle over there, the Marines, in addition to their myriad preparations for combat, were reading. And they were reading one book in particular. It started out as required reading. Corps Commandant General Alfred Gray, at the beginning of the Persian Gulf crisis, told his troops to read this book called The Art of War. At first, Corps veterans balked. If traditional Marine tradition were good enough for the boys on Iwo Jima, it was good enough for the boys in Saudi Arabia. But the old-time jarheads used to followed orders, and they started reading, along with more recent recruits. And now, well, The Art of War, in a very few weeks, has become sort of a Marine Bible. Every officer has a personal copy. Every officer. The Rippertown Library, a pickup truck with a bunch of books in the back, has a score of dog-eared paperback copies in constant use. Even the Corps chaplain is reading The Art of War. The formerly tried and true hit the beaches and go just doesn't cut it anymore. Against today's enemies, even a leatherneck must practice subtlety. The last thing you want to do, for example, is to meet your foe head-on. The Marines, once upon a time, finding an enemy occupying a hill, those Marines would have charged up that hill after him. Not anymore. Now, according to The Art of War, the first thing you do is retreat. You back down that hill and entice your enemy down from his advantageous position. It's guile over force. It's the art of war. The same book says travel by unexpected routes and strike where the enemy has taken no precautions. And that is the new way that our United States Marines are fighting today. It is as though General Gray knew the need was approaching. 3 years ago, when he first became commandant of the Marine Corps, he ordered a major revision of FMFM1, the basic fighting manual for all Marine officers, and he had a copy mailed to every officer at his home. And all of the revisions in FMFM1, this basic fighting manual, were made according to the Corps' current required reading, this book called The Art of War. Today's conflict is no different from any other in that in time the dust is going to settle and the blood's going to dry. But when they're writing the history of the Persian Gulf crisis, historians will conclude that alongside every Marine into the Valley of the Shadow marched the author of a book on strategy called The Art of War, and that whatever the leathernecks faced, they faced it with him, military strategist and Army General Sun Tzu, S-U-N-T-Z-U, whose voice through printed words echoes from a Chinese grave. Our present best book on the art of war was written 2,400 years ago. And now you know the rest of the story.